Welcome, as today we continue a tradition begun over 800 years ago by St. Francis of Assisi, recreating the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem. The first commemoration took place in a small town called Greccio in Italy in 1223. Francis wanted people not just to hear the story, but to see it and to feel it, to imagine the humble birth of Christ right before their eyes. As his companion, Thomas of Celano, wrote, Francis hoped that by seeing the simplicity of the manger, hearts would be moved to love. Francis created that first creche, he said, to recall to memory the little child who was born in Bethlehem and to set before our eyes the inconveniences of his infant needs. He wanted people to understand that at the birth of Christ, simplicity was honored, poverty exalted, and humility commended. As you move from scene to scene, pause for a moment at each one. Notice what it tells you about the mystery of the Nativity, about God choosing to become one of us. The Gospel of Luke tells us, while they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her child. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Luke gives us only a few words, but they hold a world of wonder. The book of Revelation adds another image. A woman robed with the sun was pregnant and crying aloud in the pains of childbirth. It's a vivid reminder that the birth of Jesus was real, a moment of struggle, pain, and awe, like every birth. And it makes us wonder, was anyone there to help Mary? A young girl far from home in a stable, Joseph beside her, but in those days, childbirth was a woman's work. So perhaps a few women from Bethlehem, the innkeeper's wife, a neighbor, a midwife, came to help. By the light of a small lamp, they might have held Mary's hand, wiped her brow, and caught the infant Jesus as he entered the world. They were the first to hold the Savior, the first to see his face. They had no gold, no gifts, no fine linens, only their compassion. Their presence was their gift. They gave of themselves quietly, lovingly, completely. And that is the love Francis wanted us to see at Greccio. Not a grand or glittering, but a love that gives of itself even when no one is watching. For this is the love that God shows to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God's love is not just a feeling, it's an act of will. He chose to be with us, to share our joys and our sufferings, to be born as one of us. And so as we celebrate this season, we too are called to give as he gave. Not only when it's easy or convenient, but also when love is needed most. May we offer this Christmas the one gift that truly matters, our hearts, our presence, and our love, given freely, just as God gave himself to us. And as you walk among these creches from every nation and culture, notice something else. Though carved differently and crafted from many traditions, every scene tells the same story. Christ is born for all people. In these many nativity sets, we are offered a quiet yet hopeful vision of unity, a world gathered around the same child, drawn together by the same humble love, a love that came to earth for everyone. So take a moment now to reflect. What do these scenes tell you about God, about Mary, about Jesus? Which scene speaks most deeply to your heart? What is God asking of you this Christmas? And what does this beautiful variety of creches reveal about the unity God desires for this world. May your reflection prepare your heart to receive the Christ child, who whispers into every soul a tender longing for unity and for peace.